The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to this week's Netball Show with Flyhawk, and we're certainly not ones to rip up a running order completely. This was due to be a preview to this weekend's Spring Showdown, but we've had two current NSL coaches announce that they're going to be stepping down at the end of the season, and we'll hear from Mel and Anna, and also get the thoughts from Tamsin. And ahead of a longer chat with her next week, we hear from the Isle of Man Netball president Pip Cross, as they're going to be launching a new strategy.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It was announced this week that Mel Mansfield will leave Wasps at the end of the season. Mel shared the thinking behind this season's refresh to us back in February.
We've freshened up the team a little bit. We've made some intentional changes, not just the players, but we've got an analyst, we've got a new S&C coach, we've got a new on-the-bench team manager. And it was time, really, after five seasons to do something a little bit different. Clubs evolve, and our club is evolving in very much more one-club philosophy across the three different sports, with women's rugby and men's rugby as well. So, yeah, across our squad, we're actually a pretty young team. And those that are still playing internationally, such as Christina and Ella, are still very young. They're only 22. So we've got a real mix. And then, yeah, somebody like Lauren, who is hugely experienced in Super League, but perhaps takes on a slightly different role with Wasps this season in terms of her maturity and her natural leadership too. And, you know, she's playing a relatively new position. She's playing across centre and wing defence for us, which she's had some learning to do as well. So, yeah, a real mix in the group. And I think sometimes we forget, don't we, that the squad is quite young and we've got some real rising stars in our group.
And she said she was proud of her side on a week-by-week basis.
We've had some real success, very much kind of keeping within our own little bubble, and we're running our own journey. We're trying to not disturbed by who's playing against us, who isn't, who's available, who isn't, who's injured, who isn't, who isn't. We're following our own story this year and shutting out all that noise. And that's one thing I've been really proud of this group. We still don't know this season who really is going to be our opposition. So we are heads down, keeping our group to our group and concentrating on one game at a time.
On the Surrey Storm podcast, Tamsin shared some of the quirks of being a full-time coach in the Super League.
I remember actually Mel, when she first took over the gig, she rang and was like, Jesus T, I just didn't realise. And you were literally, she was like, I was doing phone calls on holiday, like trying to sign contracts and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it gets pretty mental. And I don't think people understand how much work it takes to get an overseas player in as well. Like, that is tricky. And then of course you've got all the other battles with Suncorp going on and the New Zealand League and then, you know, players making life choices with uni and stuff. Like, it becomes really, really difficult, and definitely coaches don't get a break through the summer. Yeah.
Any other big news this week was on Thursday, as Anna Stembridge from Team Bath is going to be leaving at the end of the season. Here's what she had to say about her decision to Team Bath's YouTube.
So I've made the decision to step away from Super League coaching next season. It's a really hard one because I absolutely love coaching here at Team Bath and working with the players and staff. But it's a decision I had to make for myself and the family. I want to be at home more with my young family. And I also want to make sure I finish off my PhD. So, yeah, a really hard decision. But I need to do this for myself and my family. I feel like I'm walking away having left the club in a better place and have hopefully contributed in a really positive way, whether that was initially as a player first, having won our first Super Cup campaign with a number of athletes that have gone on to coaching, or, you know, like Rach is still playing in Super League. But then also having been part of a back-to-back championship winning team, and then my second stint coming back here as a coach, making that top four position last year, winning that semi-final against Thunder, which were a real class side, and making that grand final, I think the first time in 8 years. And then also seeing a real young side win the Fast Five 2021 championships in October. Again, I felt like it was a real new generation stepping forward and making their own little bit of history, because that's the first time we'd won that format of the game. So, yeah, I feel like I have a lot of history and a lot of fond memories from this club, but the time is ripe to give someone else an opportunity to build on the legacy that myself, other coaches and players have created. I just want to take this opportunity to say a huge thank you to our fans. Your unwavering support throughout the years has just been phenomenal, and particularly during the pandemic when things were particularly challenging and hard. Hopefully we gave you a real joy of being able to watch us week on, week out, and hopefully the brand of netball was something that you could be proud of. So thank you for your unwavering support, and I do hope that you continue to be behind the blue and gold for the second half of the season.
It's a pity I don't have any coaching badges really, isn't it? Things were as normal until the end of the season, all to play for still, and lots of great messages online from players and coaches as well.
Hi, it's Gretel Boetta and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Isle of Man Netball have launched their new strategy. We're going to hear more about it next week with Pip Cross. But first, here's the launch promo.
It is my pleasure to launch our strategy. Our strategy is to encourage netball and its values to flourish on the Isle of Man at all levels. It's what we do, and looking back, it's what we've always done. From playing on car parks, growing our membership, increasing participation, building a flourishing organisation, and establishing ourselves on the world stage. We currently and very proudly sit at 23 in the World Netball Rankings. Since becoming members of World Netball and Europe Netball just a few short years ago, we have notched up a huge number of successes, and we should be very proud of all the awards, medals and accolades we have achieved. From hosting world-class events for all our age groups to playing countries ranked much higher, and to once again having the honour of hosting the Europe Netball Open Challenge in May, where 8 countries will compete for that gold medal. Our strategic plan is the beginning of the next period of growth for Isle of Man Netball. Our vision is to be a leading provider of opportunity through netball and recognised as a valued contributor to the Isle of Man community. This, coupled with our mission to be a high quality, well-run organisation that offers opportunities for all ages, genders and levels of ability, whilst embracing our core values by creating an environment and culture that promotes teamwork, positive discipline, respect and enjoyment, whilst retaining our links with the past, incorporating changes in society, new ideas and new technologies. Our core values of integrity, excellence, innovation and passion will support our objectives in 4 key areas: participation, development, governance and performance. These objectives have been aligned with those of Isle of Man Sport, and each has clear, measurable objectives. Working groups are being formed to deliver on these, and we will continue to provide regular updates as we strive to achieve these objectives. I am also delighted to announce that very shortly we will be launching a new website. My thanks to Anna and the board for their considerable input. The website is our shop window and will promote Isle of Man Netball and our corporate partners. The strategy is a working document and will have its own place on the new website. We will be sharing snippets on social media over the coming weeks, reinforcing our strategy to all involved and engaged in Isle of Man Netball. I would welcome any feedback you have. Please message me or any member of the board with your thoughts as we work at all times to our strategy to encourage netball and its values to flourish on the Isle of Man at all levels.
Before we go today, Spring Showdown this weekend. If you go in, enjoy, and a big congratulations to our winners, Gemma, Claire, Fee and Rebecca. Really enjoy it. Live on Sky if you're not there as well. We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk and also at The Netball Show on Twitter.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.